It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and Friends, and our friends from the community today. We got several, but the first up is David Carter, a local attorney, guy that's involved in a lot of neat things and a lot of good things for the community. One of the fun things that he is involved in and kind of runs it is the Dragon Boat Festival. Glad to have you in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. Now, this is the fifth year, and for those individuals out there that, well, some people may have never even heard of it, because that's the way it rolls. We do things over and over again, and a lot of people never hear of it. So, if for those that don't know, what is the Dragon Boat Festival?
So, the Dragon Boat Festival is a one-day event. Starts at 9 o'clock. This year, it'll be on Saturday, September 26th. What we do is have teams enter that want to participate, and we have races all day long. Every 10 minutes, we'll have a new race where at least two teams compete head-to-head on a 300-meter course, and they paddle their dragon boats for prizes, medals, trophies, recognition, and mostly a lot of fun.
It sounds like fun. Now, you do not have to be a seasoned professional athlete to do this.
No, you do not. We provide everything. We bring the boats, the paddles, the life jackets, instructors, someone who actually steers the boat. And what our teams provide are a group of 20 to 24 paddlers and a drummer. They compete. And while they're not racing, they're hanging out in a designated tailgating area, having fun.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. That sounds like the fun part of it. So 20-some-odd paddlers, drummer, and so anybody can get together a team, like church members?
They can. We've had a lot of industrial teams, people who work out in gyms together, school groups, church groups, civic groups. So really, anybody who has 20 or more friends, and presumably that's most of us, can gather their team, enter. We provide you with one training session so you get familiar with the boat and get tips. And then after that, you just show up and have fun.
Little guide on, okay, everybody rowing this way, everybody doing this, and then you're ready to go. And it's a day long of fun. And September 26th, hopefully that could be a very good, that could be workout for you weather-wise. Because, you know, I know in the spring you're hoping that you're dodging those thunderstorms and no tornadoes and things like that. September's usually fairly tranquil.
Right. We're hoping for good weather, and we're certainly mindful that folks by then will be ready to get out and have some fun.
Yeah, get past the COVID stuff.
And not worry about so many of the details that we have over the past few months.
Right. And we were talking a little bit earlier on the Facebook that this helps out hands-on Texarkana. Is that what you said? All right. Tell us more about that, because it used to be called something else.
Right. We used to be known as the Volunteer Center and changed our name to Hands-On about a decade ago. And what we do is try to match people in the community who want to volunteer to various needs in the community. And we've got a number of programs that we're extremely proud of. We teach the importance of volunteerism to students in the schools. And we have a transportation service for seniors, which, as you can imagine, in the past couple of months has been in high demand, where someone 65 or older needs to go to the doctor and they don't have a way to get there, then we provide volunteers to take them. We're involved in disaster preparedness. We teach skilled parenting classes. So really anything that this community needs, we work to fill that need with folks who want to, and in some cases are required to volunteer.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. And once again, we've got David Carter, our friend from the community, who is in here talking about the Dragon Boat Festival that is going to happen in September 26th of this year down at Bringle Lake. Some of the guys and girls that are competing for a trophy, right?
Right. We have a number of divisions. We typically put our youth teams competing together, and industrial teams and so forth. But for those who want to enter a team that consists of 10 males and 10 females, in other words, every time you're running a race, you have to have 10 of each in the boat, you're eligible for the coveted Golden Gator
trophy. The Golden Gator.
Which is actually a 4-foot-long resin alligator that used to be some yard art in my backyard, and we had it spray painted gold, put on a board, and it serves as our primary trophy.
Well, you know, there are some gators in the Bringle Lake.
They are, and that's part of the reason that it became the trophy.
I got you.
There are a couple of gators out there, and Gators are as close to dragons as we get around
here. I think you're right there. And
it's our official mascot.
Some of the teams that are involved, you say you got a defending champion that's going to keep that trophy.
Yes. The Sportsplex team won last year, and they have served notice that they will be back to defend their title and intend to take the Gator home again. And if you win the Gator, it does come with a condition you have to come back following year.
Well, absolutely.
And defend,
defend it, yeah. Sounds like fun. Well, whether you want to go out there and just have a good time, or if you're going out there and, hey, like them, they're going to win it.
Right.
We
have some teams that are in it to win it. We have some that are really just out there to have fun. But it really serves as a great team-building exercise. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of industries like participate, because you can have 20 of the best athletes on the planet in that boat, but if they don't coordinate their effort, if they don't use their paddle strokes by listening to the drummer and knowing when to paddle, then you're not going to do well. So it's a great exercise in working together.
Teamwork.
Having fun. And like I say, when you're not racing, you're hanging out, and you can bring your grills.
Kind of like a tailgate
food
thing.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And we've had really good support from the community. The last 2 years, the city's estimated we've had between 7,500 and 10,000 people attend this event.
So very well.
It's a lot of fun. It's free.
Hey.
It's for the whole family.
This is absolutely wonderful, and it's the 5th annual. Hey, we thank you for doing this and helping out that good cause. But great that you guys are going to go ahead, push ahead, and do this, and hopefully we can get that other, COVID stuff. Out of the way, so you can have a normal, regular race. But to persevere, that's great. And I tell you what, I want people to get involved. I want businesses, industry, church, civic. Once again, phone number and website to get more details and to get involved.
Right. To enter a team, or if you're interested in being a sponsor, which is really a good bargain for as many people show up to this event. It's great exposure.
You're going
to
be seen.
Yeah. You can contact us by calling Hands On Texarkana at 903-798-3211. Kathy or Amy, either one, would be happy to give you details. Or you can go to our website, which is texarkanadragonboatfestival.com.
All right. So that's for if you want to participate, or if you want to be a sponsor, or you just want to find out more information, do so. Looking forward to this, David. And we'll definitely be out there to do some Facebook Live when the event's going on, to show who's doing good and who's winning. So we look forward to it. Hey, thanks for taking time to come in and talk to us this
morning. Thank you.
That is the Dragon Boat Festival coming up on September 26th, Bringle Lake.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.